What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're still talking with Francis in North Carolina. You had something else you wanted to add.
Yeah, just a final thought for you. For the said parties that had came up with that memo in the DOJ, if they think that it's basically submitting this late in the game, as it were, not to make a bad pun out of it, is going to exonerate them, they're dead wrong. It's not going to exonerate them. The question is, why did they take so long to submit it to start with unless they were under threat of death?
Well, no, it's not delayed. This is the investigation into the investigation, and that's fairly recent. So it's a reasonable amount of time has elapsed, and they've come on out and said, yeah, all this stuff is going on, and we don't know the exact details, and there's a big fight going on over whether we, the American people, have the right to know what our government is doing or what the government is doing. It's not our government anymore.
They need to clear the air. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to James in South Carolina. Aloha, James. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. You talk about people losing their jobs because of automation, computers and all.
Yes.
I wonder about that. If you have automation, it could make productivity so much greater that people could work 20-hour weeks. I mean, I don't think that's foolishness. I mean, it has happened before. People at one time worked more than the average 40-hour week. Now they work 40 or whatever. And it seems to me
that these days, the 40-hour work week has gone away. A lot of companies, you're having to work 50 hours. That's actually become the normal in the computer animation industry. So the problem is that they're going to automated systems that do not require human interaction. So there isn't a need for any humans to be around other than the repair technicians.
Well, doesn't that mean that the productivity goes up, though?
Yeah, but if you don't have anybody to buy what's being produced, the economy breaks down.
Well, my understanding is, I keep hearing it, and I believe it, that there are hidden technologies. There are technologies that are being hidden. They're not being given to the public. Well, if these technologies were given to the public, it seems to me that people might be able to use these technologies to create their own lives easier. I mean, if you need a widget, you can create your own widget with a 3D printer, it seems to me. You don't have to go buy a widget, but you still have the benefit of the widget because you create it. It might be the same thing with food production or things like that.
If the American population were uniformly spread across the farmable land in the United States, we'd all have a comfortable life. We'd have a little house. We'd have a garden growing enough food to feed us during the year. But the corporate mentality is to herd everybody into the cities where they are dependent on the corporate food supply chain. And again, where that breaks down, if there are no jobs for these people because they've been replaced by robots, then they can't afford to buy the food. And that's why I'm saying we're on this very dangerous direction. There needs to be an effort to preserve employment for people. I mean, look how many Americans are already out of work, almost 100 million for various reasons, job offshoring, the economic decline in general. And now they're going to make the situation worse with all these robots.
Well, to me, it looks like if you have nefarious people in charge, which it seems like we do, then what you say is a greater problem than if you do not have nefarious people in charge. If you give people freedom to indulge. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, they're not necessarily nefarious. They're just being greedy in the immediate moment. They're doing whatever it is that increases the flow of wealth to them that minute. And they're not thinking long term, and that is where the problem lies.
Well, if you abolish the special privilege that these people and the government have, and you unleash the hidden technologies, then it would seem to me that would go a long way toward freeing up people so they could do these things. I mean, increase in technology does cause, you know, people being change things. I'm not going to argue the point. Some people will be hurt. Some people will be helped. But if everybody had equal opportunity, it seems like to me things would be better. I mean, more people were employed, what, in agriculture? I mean, what, 1900, I think it was 90% of the people were employed in agriculture, and I'm sure that when everything else started coming on, everybody said, well, these people won't have a job. Well, they did. And I mean, I think there will be jobs that people that are unheard of now. If you allow freedom of the technology and freedom of the people, I don't think we have either now.
I have to disagree with you because, again, if you go to Google Earth, and it's like that caller last week was saying, you go down and you look at Chile, you'll see all, you know, hundreds and hundreds of private family-owned farms. And here in the United States, all the farming land is now under the control of corporations who use a lot of automation. And so the reality is far fewer people are involved in agriculture work than used to be the case. They don't even use illegal immigrants to pick the crops anymore. The crops are picked by mechanical devices. So, again, you have massive unemployment leading to a situation where no matter how productive the automation makes your company, you won't have any customers.
Well, it's my understanding that 28% of the land is owned by the federal government. Is that not the case?
That's true, but that's mostly out in the western desert. Again, that land being owned by the government is a violation of the Enclave Clause of the Constitution.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that your position is untenable or anything, but I'm saying there is a contending position. And that's all. I mean, I enjoy your show, and I will continue to listen whether I agree with you or not.
All right. Well, thank you very much there.
Okay.
See, here's the situation. Here's the situation. We can all imagine an alternative society all we want, but we need to solve the problems with a minimum impact on the existing society as it is. We're not in a position to just tear everything down and start all over again. And working within our existing system, what is needed is for more of that wealth captured at the top of the economy to be directed down to the bottom as decent wages and salaries so it can be poured back into the economic system and keep it going. Now, in a proper capitalist society, there's a recycling mechanism, and that is called taxes on the wealthy to be brought back down and spent as wages and salaries for working class Americans, or to have a more reasonable approach to pay scales. Now, American pay scales are just wildly out of kilter with the rest of the world. Over in Japan, for example, for the most part, the boss of a company is only making maybe two or three times what the ordinary worker is. And you contrast that with corporate pay in this country, and you'll realize how it has just gone completely out of skew. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to Europe and immigration and all the problems being caused there. Apparently, actually, this first story is from Minnesota, right here in the United States. And it involves a former student at St. Catherine University on the St. Paul campus, who has been arrested for arson. This Muslim woman is out there setting fires all over this campus, and she said she did it because she'd been reading about the U.S. military destroying schools in Iraq or Afghanistan, and she felt that she should do the same thing so that Americans know how that feels. And then she ended up by saying, "You guys are lucky I don't know how to build a bomb, because I would have done that." Now, this next story ought to get you very angry. We already know the Democrats have admitted their strategy for the November election in 2020 is to basically bring in all these illegal immigrants, get them into voting districts with a slim GOP majority in order to flip that district from GOP to Democrat. And right now, according to this story that came on out from WorldNet Daily, California is going to register all illegal aliens to vote automatically starting April 1, that they're going to be handing out driver's licenses and they're going to register these illegals to vote. Here's the problem. Non-citizens are not allowed to vote. The state of California is engaging in election fraud. We need to see some of these state officials in handcuffs, both for the election fraud and the Title VIII violations. That's what we need. All right, we're going to go ahead and take another phone call from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to say that, you know, given the what's going on in California where I live with about the illegal alien voting, with Becerra, the attorney general, saying that he's going to turn his back and actually prosecute employers and organizations that comply with federal immigration law,
yes,
which is inviting a civil war, which and then we have the FISA stuff that's going on right now, and it's not at all clear if that's even going to come out into the open. And if it does come into the open, it's not at all clear to me that anything will get done with it. And the question I want to pose is, given if that were to be the case, if this stuff were to be true, and either it is, which I believe it to be, I've had no doubts about that for a year, over a year, but if it were to be true and it were to be suppressed successfully by Congress and whatever, or if it were to be true and it were to become public and the media and the deep state basically let it go, would that not be the time when we have to just throw our hands in the air and say, this is not viable anymore? We have to really, truly not resist Trump, but really resist. What do you think?
I would agree. I would agree. But again, in the spirit of Gandhi, I favor nonviolent non-cooperation. Just stop interacting with the government. Don't fill out the paperwork. Don't send them any checks. Just stop listening to them. And, of course, the government will respond violently to that, as Great Britain did in India during Gandhi's time. But you're right. Knowing what is potentially in this memo and seeing how all of these agencies of the U.S. government are trying to protect this rotted, corrupt core of the deep state, yeah, it does seem like this government has rendered itself illegitimate and illegal, and it does need to go. I'd still prefer the cash for clunkers approach, but who would pay for this current government?
Mike, I sent you a YouTube clip or some clip that I got, some video of we talked last week about the assassination of Park Chung-hee. And I told you about that press release. And I sent you that press release. It was on ABC, Frank Reynolds, if you remember him, talking about how it was an accidental discharge. And I just want to point that out. I was hoping maybe you might take a look at that and decide to put it up, because that's an example of clearly the most absurd thing ever. And by the way, they also said that four of his bodyguards were killed. But, you know, talk about a magic bullet. An accidental discharge that killed the president and four of his bodyguards. But nevertheless, and how it's pretty clear and how educated people didn't even know that that happened. There was no follow-up. The corporate media in 1979 swallowed that hook, line, and sinker, and no follow-up was ever done. That the head of the CIA could assassinate our guy, supposedly, and have no follow-up saying, looking into whether or not we were behind it, which of course we were, and then it goes away, like it disappears as a fact. Nobody really knew that that happened. But at any rate, it just goes to show you how that kind of stuff goes on and how bereft of any integrity or credibility the corporate media has been for 40 years. So.
Yeah, since the end of World War II, after World War II was over, the CIA was looking at how the Nazis turned their media, mostly radio and newspapers, into this massive propaganda machine, and they started copying those methods. They started with Operation Mockingbird to make sure that all the corporate media has top executives who are CIA assets.
Yeah, and this is not some banana republic. This is South Korea. A burgeoning economy, and one of the advanced economies on Earth, even then, and we would do that with absolutely no legs to the story at all. We accept it. It was accidental discharge, blah blah blah, and no follow up whatsoever, and the story disappears.
So yes,
whatever.
No, that's how these things are going to be done. You know, you do the Boston Marathon bombing, and then you just say, this is what happened, and you don't talk about it anymore. Same thing with school shootings or various assassinations, or like this one up here with these Canadian billionaires who owned a pharmaceutical company that was doing business with the Clinton Foundation. When they were first found, murder-suicide, no question. And if the family hadn't hired their own investigators, that would have remained the official story.
And the Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas thing. I mean, yes. Every day something comes out that undercuts that story, which has no credibility at all. But you know,
no, it didn't from day one. It didn't from day one.
So, at any rate, that's all I really wanted to say. But thank you for taking the call, Guy.
All right, you're welcome, and have a good day. We'll talk to you later on. We're going to go back to the news here. The phone lines are open if you want to call on in. And getting on to science and health issues, considering how busy the weekend was, I'm going through my news points very rapidly because normally we get a lot more calls here. But this season's flu is now officially classified an epidemic. And apparently the rate of young children requiring hospitalization doubled this last week. CDC is warning that apparently new strains of the flu are emerging. We're not just dealing with one flu or three flus, which is what we thought last week, but apparently these new strains are mutating and popping up all over. So this is a serious, serious problem. Apparently, an average of 100 people are dying of this flu every week in the United States. And I know it doesn't sound like it's a lot, but it could be the harbinger of things to come. So again, don't be heroic. Don't be noble. If you start getting sick, if you start running a fever, you see your primary caregiver. And I know you're between a rock and a hard place, you know, knowing that the orthodox medical establishment is more about pushing product than actually making you better. But this one is serious. I stay away from doctors and hospitals as much as I can. But obviously, if I had appendicitis or something like that, I would have to go on in there. Remember the Women's March? They were out there screaming about, you know, the future is female, and they were having a high old time. When it was all over, they had left a huge mess of trash all over the place. And I guess the thinking was some man will have to pick it up for us. It's all of this back in the 1990s. It's just more of the divide and conquer, keeping us angry at each other, so we will not recognize the true source of the misery in our lives. And it's not the women, it's not the men, it's not the gays, it's not the straights, it's not the blacks, it's not the whites. It is that central federal government that is totally out of control. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every
day. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take some phone calls, starting with Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. The last caller you were talking to, you mentioned something about Operation Mockingbird after World War One. World War Two. Yeah, 1945. I'm betting to say that it was longer than that. How about Orson Welles' War of the World, where they never, the CBS broadcast radio network never let on that this was just a skit or a play, and a lot of people took it serious.
Well, CBS Radio was breaking in at all the station breaks and saying this is a presentation of the Mercury Theater of the Air, and people either missed it. Or they were so rattled by the script, they weren't paying attention. And as a matter of fact, propagandists did study that broadcast and its aftermath to see what happened. And that led eventually to something that was called Project Barsoom, where they found this isolated town out in the middle of the Western deserts, commandeered all of its communications, and basically did news broadcasts that there really was an alien invasion just to see what would happen to the people in the town, how badly they were panicked. And those people were not told that it was a play and a fake until after it was all over.
Okay. Well, you know, I remember reading something one time that J.P. Morgan, back around 2008, had purchased either 80% of the newspapers out there or 80 major newspaper outlets.
Well, he would have had to have spread them all across the country, because back then there were laws that limited how much media any one entity could own within any one marketplace. But if you look at, you know, basically 48 states, then, yeah, that would basically be two media outlets in every state on average.
Okay. And one other thing. Last night I happened to just stumble upon something. Is that the FBI released information, I believe it was August of 2015, that said that they knew that Adolf Hitler was still alive and living down in Argentina with close to 10,000 other German Nazis or SS, whatever you want to call them.
Well, that's hardly surprising. They were never able to prove that the body that was left behind at the bunker really was Hitler. There's actually a TV series now on the so-called History Channel, Hunting Hitler. And a lot of what they're putting out there is obvious fluff, but they have documented a lot of stuff going on in South America where there are these German communities. You'll drive through and you'd swear you were in the Alpines because of the architecture. And I watched a few episodes and it was very fascinating. And then they did this one about this Bavarian town in South America, and how it's surrounded by all this barbed wire and concrete and had all this communication system set up. And they're trying to imply that Hitler was hiding out there after World War II. But I did a little bit of research, and I found out that actually it was commandeered and used by Pinochet as a torture center when Pinochet was in power. And I figure that information should have been available to the show's producer, but they're out there pushing this one idea and agenda. And so at that point, I quit watching the program.
Good for you, because the only true historian on that would be a guy by the name of Harry Cooper from SharkHunters.com, who has been into the investigation of the Argentina connection and actually interviews a lot of people, takes a lot of pictures, and he puts on a real good spread on that website if you ever really want to look into something. So other than that, thanks for taking my call, and have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. We will. Same to you. We're going to hang up on you right now. And if I had the luxury of time, there's all kinds of things I'd like to look into. But right now, I want to keep the show's focus on what's going on here and now and today. And that's why I never posted anything about Hunting Hitler to the website. We're going to go back to the telephones now to Fred in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
In the last 8 years, I've told well over 2,000 people not to get a flu shot. And I wonder if they run statistics and try to get the information, how many people and babies and older people and just middle-aged people in general that got the flu shot, what percentage of them got sick in the flu, and then what percentage of them that died. And, you know, there's a lot of BS here, and it goes on every year. Yeah, well, it's a big big to-do. Well, anyhow, that's it for me. Somebody check it out. Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
All right. Have a good day. And, the issue is, first of all, these large pharmaceutical corporations are never going to ask any questions where they're not going to like the answers. And obviously that kind of a study falls into that. We're going to take a break for more commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. And I'm looking at this Ben Carson cartoon about current events. It's called Hitting the Fan, and I will let you click on the link and find out for yourself what that actually means. Okay, now, apparently it is turning out that the Canadian climate is a little too harsh for the U.S. Navy. And the U.S. Navy's Freedom-class littoral combat ship, the USS Little Rock, is now trapped in ice in Montreal waterway. And they're saying it may have to spend the whole winter there before it can get underway. Apparently, these littoral combat ships do not have ice-rated hulls. And apparently, this ship has been behind schedule almost from the very beginning of its military duties. Very expensive, very fragile. We are having snow again here in Hawaii on the Big Island summits. It's a winter wonderland. There's a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m. tonight. And there are going to be snow showers. They're expecting 3 to 5 inches, which doesn't sound like a lot. And it isn't a lot, but it is for here on Hawaii. Unfortunately, because of the icy conditions, the public is now not allowed to drive the roads up to the peaks, which is where the ski run would actually happen to be here. Now, a little bit of delicious irony. Over at Davos, apparently they're dealing with 6 feet of snow. And it's just been coming down and coming down. And supposedly the World Economic Forum is just having a hard time getting to the venues. Apparently, the snow is so heavy that some neighborhoods in Davos have been evacuated out of concern for avalanches. Gee, remember all the way back in March 20th, 2000? Snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And it was one of the most bizarre things that this article went on and said, future generations will have to describe to their children what it was like to see the ground covered with snow and how beautiful and white it was. You'll have to take pictures. You'll have to show them pictures and tell them what it was like, because it's not going to happen anymore. Boy, were they ever wrong about that one. Tokyo's been hit by their heaviest snow since 2014, and apparently authorities are urging evening commuters to hurry home, and for those who have cars to brace for traffic disruptions. And apparently the Japanese Meteorological Agency has issued a warning to all of Tokyo's 23 wards. This is the first official heavy snow warning since February of 2014. So it's really out there. Meanwhile, here in the United States of America, all across the Midwest, they're getting whiteout conditions and blizzard warnings. And sadly, the founder of the Weather Channel, John Coleman, has passed away, and he was notorious for calling global warming a hoax. And, of course, he was right. It was a hoax. It wasn't about the environment. It wasn't about anything other than scamming money for carbon credits or getting you to pay a carbon tax to scream that the end of the world was nigh. And the only way you could save the earth was to agree to surrender more of your rights and more of your money to the purveyors of this hoax. And it's a scam. And year after year, record-setting winter after record-setting winter, they're still out there insisting, oh, well, just because there's snow where you are, it's broiling everywhere else. Or my favorite, global warming causes colder weather. They really do have a low opinion of your mentality and your intellect, or maybe we're just hoping Common Core would have the younger generation so messed up they wouldn't realize the inherent contradiction of claiming that global warming is causing colder weather. Now, speaking of the Weather Channel, I have their little app here on my iPhone, and I have to tell you, I am not impressed, because over the weekend, we had a lot of stuff that Claire and I had to do, including, unfortunately, dealing with a funeral. The wife of one of the pastors at Claire's church passed away. She'd been ill for a very long time, and they had this huge memorial service scheduled for Sunday. And the crowd was so huge, they literally had shuttle buses coming in from remote parking. They had a live video feed into other rooms in the campus. It was a huge, huge deal. Now, starting last Thursday, the Weather Channel was predicting thunder showers for Sunday, which was going to complicate things. Same thing on Friday, same thing on Saturday. Right up until Saturday night, they were saying, going to be thunder showers. Then the next morning, the skies are clear, and then the Weather Channel app is saying, yeah, it's going to be a sunny day. Then we get to about noon, and it goes back to thunder showers. And at the end of the day, no thunder showers. And we hadn't had any. Now they're saying they're going to be thunderstorms tomorrow. But at this point, I'm ready to uninstall the app. It's really kind of useless. They're relying too much on these computer models and not enough on, let's look out the window and see what the weather is doing. I mean, we're out here in the middle of the ocean, a little tiny island. There's not a lot of terrain around us to complicate the solution to the weather patterns. And they still can't get it right. And yet these same so-called experts are absolutely convinced that they can predict that the Earth is going to rise by Earth's temperature will rise by 2 degrees centigrade by the year 2050. They've now pushed it way, way off. They're not going to make any short-term predictions because they don't work out. Look at all the doomsaying predictions from the 1990s. None of them worked out. Kind of reminds me of the Jehovah's Witnesses who were always predicting the end of the world. And the days kept coming, the world was still there, and so now the Jehovah's Witnesses don't do that prediction thing anymore. And all the predictions coming from the global warming people are for way, way ahead in the future, probably after most of us are going to be dead. They're playing that same game. And it is a scam. Anybody who doesn't think there's such a thing as conspiracies, we've got one right here, laid out on the dissecting table to look at. And it involved certainly Al Gore and his carbon brokerages. It involved the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, where they had the leaked emails and computer codes showing it was a hoax. It was a fraud. Hide the decline. NASA was part of it. NOAA was part of it. All the so-called science channels on TV were part of it. They were pushing it National Geographic. There was just this huge, huge push to declare that the world was roasting and you've got to pay for it. And you would think with real scientists, they would look at the fact that we are cooling and say, oh, the problem is solved. And they'd go on about other efforts. But that's not happened. Last week, I was actually seeing more of these news stories about how 2017 was the hottest year on record. Pay no attention to all that snow and ice. Just look at these very pretty colored charts we have here. The 2017 was the hottest year on record. No shame these people have. No shame at all. They're just out there pushing this. And I don't know if they still think that they can get people to buy carbon credits or not. Or if they can still get us to pay carbon taxes when people are struggling to pay the taxes they already have. Certainly from the point of view of the media, their goal is to try and emerge out of this with their reputations intact. Same thing for the academics who sold their honor to the global warming agenda. How do they get out of there with their reputations intact? So they may spend the rest of their lives pushing global warming, rather than have to admit, yeah, they blew that one. And it's probably time for me to repost my article on ClimateGate, which goes through this whole history of all these lies that people are told by their governments to manipulate them, to get things out of them. And I think the global warming agenda was part of the plan for the New World Order, because the New World Order appeared to be founded on three different pillars. The first was a global pandemic requiring surrendering our sovereignty to a global health authority. They tried that in 2009 with the When Pigs Fly flu. And apparently our current serious flu season has caught them all off guard. They weren't ready for it, to use it as propaganda. Then the second pillar was human-caused global warming. You humans are destroying the Earth. You must surrender your sovereignty and your freedom and your money to a global environmental authority. And the last one, of course, is a global economic collapse requiring the establishment of a global private central bank. That last one still seems to be working here. All right, let's talk about computers here. And just to mention here, I'm still dealing with all of the issues related to being forced to upgrade my server because of the Spectre and Meltdown bugs. That being said, the new server is much, much faster than the old one. We can support a lot more traffic, and so far it's running very smoothly. But there are things that on the website that broke that I'm trying to fix, like the chat that is supposed to go with the streaming video. And by the way, if anybody has a suggestion for a decent, hopefully very inexpensive video streaming to replace this YouTube headache, please email it in, because I need all the help I can get right now to get this stuff up and running. Now, Julian Assange is out there sounding a warning over what he is calling AI censorship, and basically saying that the corporate social media companies like YouTube, Facebook, so forth, are allowing artificially intelligent systems to scan content. Now, if they were scanning content to get rid of things like calls to violence or child porn sexting, blackmail, I would be okay with this. But it has come out repeatedly over the last couple of months that these AI censorship systems are targeting conservative thought. So the policy from these social media companies, the big corporate social media companies, and a very good reason to move to one of the new up-and-coming social media companies that still honor the First Amendment. The goal of these big corporate media companies is that you only see the liberal side of every single debate, just like you do on corporate TV news, corporate radio news, the newspapers. They're literally trying to silence the conservative point of view in this country. They could trigger a civil war with some of this stuff. Now then, over at Apple, they're not exactly having a very good time. Their earnings are down. They, too, have been caught up with these processor bugs, which may actually be NSA-mandated backdoors. And there is now actually talk that Apple may cancel the iPhone X this summer. The sales have been disappointing, and apparently the problem is that $1,000 per handset price tag, along with the fact that there really isn't anything all that new and innovative in the phone other than the facial recognition, which doesn't seem to be working all that well. They should have stayed with the fingerprint scanner. That's a good one. And yes, I know it can be hacked, but it's already been demonstrated that you can hack the iPhone X's facial recognition. It was done with a 3D printed face and some cutouts from photographs of the individual involved. So, this may be the first time Apple has canceled a phone model since the iPhone 5C in 2014, which I think that was actually the one that I had before I got my iPhone 7. And I'm very happy with the iPhone 7. I don't know if it's going to get slowed down when they finally patch it for all these back doors and stuff. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I need some phone calls because I'm running out of things to talk about here. Somebody just sent me an email saying, little boys who lie to their mothers grow up to be weathermen. Well, that may be what's going on. And yeah, weather is chaotic and it is difficult to predict. In fact, I'm going to share an interesting story. One of the world's first true supercomputers was called Iliac 4, and it was built supposedly to provide accurate week ahead weather forecasting. And the idea was they were going to have these sensor arrays all over the globe, or as much of the globe as they could get to, that would feed data into Iliac 4, which would then spit out these highly accurate week-ahead weather forecasts. And it didn't work out. And the study of why it didn't work out is what led to the field of chaos theory, just in case you wondered where that came from. And again, I know that the weather forecasting, at least here in Hawaii, is worthless more than 2 days out. During our hurricane season, we'd look at that little map where they'd have the five-day track forecast, and the next day that far end of the track would be completely different, and the day after it was basically switching back and forth like a snake on meth. But they leave it up there because it makes it look impressive. Oh, they're able to predict 5 days ahead. No, they're not. Now, getting back to that issue of automating labor, displacing human workers, which means those human workers won't have jobs and won't have money to pour back into the economy. There's a little bit of good news out there, because apparently over in Great Britain, their first cyborg shop assistant, actually it's not a cyborg, it's a robot. Cyborg includes biological tissue, and I don't think this thing has it. But it was Fabio the Pepper Robot, produced by Japanese company SoftBank, was hired as a retail assistant at a Margiau supermarket in Edinburgh, Scotland, as part of an experiment run by Heriot-Watt University, for the BBC documentary Six Robots and Us. And apparently it has been fired for incompetence after just 1 week on the job. So the robot revolution in retail may be much further off than anybody was thinking. And maybe that'll give us time for a rethink on this. Because you cannot have an economy where jobs are being taken away from people and they're no longer able to support that economy. All the money is poured up at the top, but there aren't enough of those one percenters to go around to the malls and buy up all that product. How many flat screen TVs can you have? We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with a phone call after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a telephone call from Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I heard my brother told me that since they can't find anything on this Russian gate to trim pin on Trump, they're going to start investigating his businesses, and they know they can find something there. Of all, you know, go back decades and decades, and they know anybody that made that kind of money has got some kind of skeleton in there, And eventually the outcome is going to be money laundering.
Well, the problem is that impeachment only applies to what Trump has done while he's in office. They can probably go back and try and prosecute him for some of these crimes, but they can't go back too far because of the statute of limitations.
Right. I'm trying to figure him out because, you know, if he's fighting the deep state, isn't his real lobby part of the deep state? I mean, and on one hand, he's fighting the deep state. On the other hand, he's bowing down to Netanyahu. So straighten me out.
Well, it's entirely possible that they've already found something in Trump's past that they can use to blackmail and control him. And as a matter of fact, the story that I'm hearing is that this bogus Russian dossier, they didn't originally intend to make it public. But apparently they presented it to Donald Trump and said, we've got the goods on you now, and you will do what we tell you to do, or it'll be made public. And Trump looked at it and said, this is complete junk. Go ahead and make it public. And at that point, McCain walked it over to the FBI, and it was used to get these FISA warrants. And now, of course, the investigation into the investigation seems to have hit pay dirt on how all this stuff went down.
Right. Okay, Mike, I just wanted to run that by you. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to let you go here. Yeah, the deep state corruption, they are afraid. They're obviously afraid. Bit by bit, progress is being made by those few remaining honorable people in the Department of Justice and the FBI. And let's not forget Judicial Watch. They're the tip of the spear on all of this, and they're digging this stuff out. And it's up to us in the independent media and you as ordinary citizens to make sure as many people see this as possible. Because people who are just plugged into TV, they're not getting any of this information. In fact, Claire was commenting the other day when she was at church. She was stunned that hardly anybody knew Turkey had invaded Syria. And these are very, very important issues, and we need to get that on out there. Okay, getting on back to the world of computers. By the way, the phone lines are open again. Apparently, more than 100 non-government organizations and government agencies around the world help police YouTube for extremist content, ranging from so-called hate speech to terrorist recruiting videos. And all of them have confidentiality agreements barring Google, which is YouTube's parent company, from revealing their participation to the public. But apparently, there are now lawsuits that are being filed to force the disclosure of just who is it who has their hand on the button when it comes to censorship on Google and YouTube. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.